News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
All week, News Talk's very intrepid reporter, Henry McKean, has been travelling from around Brexit country in England to gauge what they think of us in Ireland and do they even care about us. Henry joins us now from Holland-on-Sea on the East Coast, around 100 kilometres from Greater London, the area that voted 70% to leave the EU. There is just the Irish Sea between England and Ireland, but how different are attitudes, and is Brexit even on people's radar in our former mother country? Henry, by the way, can you see Holland from Holland-on-Sea?
Paul, good morning from this very cold England. Not really, I can't quite see it. And I wanted to visit this area, Holland-on-Sea, because of the irony of the place, the fact that some people around here hate the EU and everything linked to it, but they have to look at the EU. And this area, Holland-on-Sea, was once known as Little Holland, a small village until the 20th century. During the Second World War, this part was fortified against German attack because it's so close to Europe, about 200 kilometres in a boat. And I got to meet Joe Stokes. He's a retired radiographer from Holland-on-Sea. He's also a conservative. He is frustrated like so many other people around here. Remember, it's been a year and a half since they voted out, and they want out now. And I also met an immigrant from Mauritius, a country that was once part of the empire because, as we all know in Ireland, Great Britain was once great. He's been living here for 17 years, and this area that I'm in was once the only UKIP seat in the country, now taken back by the Conservatives. Let's take a listen.
I voted to leave, right, and our government is making a right mess of it.
Why do you think the British government are making a right mess of it?
Because we haven't got the right leader to do the job.
Who should be the leader?
Boris
Johnson.
Yeah, stabbed in the back by the rest of them.
We're here in Holland-on-Sea. Can you see Holland from here?
You can't see it visibly. You know where it is. It's just over there.
It's just over there. You're pointing to the right. We're so close to mainland Europe here. Why leave? Why leave the EU?
Because I don't like their politics, right? Their justice system is ruining our justice system. They're putting laws in that we don't want, and we can't do anything about it.
Ramsamy Hare Krishna, my full name.
You're from Mauritius. We're here in your newsagent. Did you vote to leave?
Yes, I voted to leave because some people, they don't pay any tax, any stamp. They come and claim everything here in England. My family been support England, fighting for England in the war, World War One, World War Two.
That's very interesting there, Henry. An emigrant who voted to leave because of immigration. And by the way, what do Leave voters think of Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland and the recent border question, by the way?
Well, to be honest with you, some of them don't really care about us. And there is confusion. I asked these young people what they knew about Ireland, Northern Ireland and the border.
Northern Ireland, did you say?
Oh, having a border, you mean? I mean, if it's got to be done, then it's got to be done. The troubles, yeah, obviously.
The troubles. Anything else?
Protestants, yeah.
And could you name, I suppose, a few places in Northern Ireland for me?
Dublin.
I'm half Northern Irish.
I'm Irish. And you're Irish?
Yeah, like half.
So where are your relatives in Northern Ireland?
Lisbon.
Don't have a border between Ireland and the Northern Ireland, right? And it shouldn't have anything to do with that lot over there anyway. Irish who want to stay in the EU, fine. Maybe Ireland should have their passport control with Europe, right, and not let anybody in that we don't want.
So where does that leave Northern Ireland?
Well, connected to Southern Ireland.
So give Northern Ireland back?
Well, that's up to the people of Northern Ireland.
I know they want to break apart. I know nothing.
You must know something.
No, not about Northern Ireland and Ireland.
It doesn't really work if the two parties aren't really working
together.
So this
is the Conservatives and the DUP?
Yeah.
You've got to know your place, right?
My God, Henry. Arlene Foster won't find much comfort or reassurance in that one. So many English people don't care about us and they're not really that interested. So, Henry, what do young English people think of Brexit? I thought most young people voted to remain.
They did. Most did actually vote to remain, especially the young ones between 19 and 24. They all wanted to remain. But I got to meet the other side, I suppose, the young people who voted to leave. And it's been very, very snowy and very cold here. I met these people in freezing conditions.
I don't know anything about it.
Anything about Brexit?
No, nothing.
I see it more as a step backwards.
I don't care, and I really should. Like, I don't care. It's just boring. I don't look into it.
I think we should have left. I'm happy, like, we're leaving.
All the young people are like, oh, my God, the bad people. Like, the older people don't know nothing. Well, I think they do. They know more than what we do.
I actually voted to leave Brexit because I thought that overall, in the long run, that it would be better for the country.
They've just made a mistake. Should I let the younger people have a vote? Because, like, it's going to affect us more in the long run.
So would you be pro-EU, pro-European?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it just gives more opportunities. And you're, like, linked to, a group of people.
The majority voted to leave.
52%?
Yeah, so more people voted to leave. So I just think people need to kind of deal with it and stop going on about it.
You're young. You are the future of the UK and England.
God.
Yeah, you are the future.
That's concerning.
I know nothing about nothing, don't I? Henry McKean in Holland on Sea, which isn't pro-EU or Holland. You can hear more from Henry's hard Brexit on the hard shoulder this afternoon from 4 p.m. As he travels around England for News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.